at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free One Touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS pharmacy today.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
They expect me to stay here from 9 to 5? That's how many hours? 10, 11, denominator. Oh, where's Lisa when you need her?
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
I'm trying to decide how to start this, because I don't want to be here today. This is one of those days where everything's going great, and within about half an hour you get a couple of pieces of, like, downer news. And you just think, what the heck happened? Who flipped the switch and took us down? But you know what? I'll fight it. I'll fight it. I'll shake it off. And in 2 minutes, you won't know the difference. And you know why? Because I'm sitting here looking at our new cheerleader in a little cheerleader outfit, Holly. Let's welcome Holly again.
Yeah. Like that skirt.
It's a golf outfit.
I'd also like to welcome the temporary fill-in for Dan Strauss. Now, you know him through the show as Mini P, and let me explain that. Turn Mini P's mic. Mini P, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Frank. Good to be back.
Lower your voice just a little bit.
I will.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I will.
No, lower.
Even lower?
Yeah, even lower.
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 Well, I guess he can't.
Oh, no.
Lay off the helium, Mini P. We call him Mini P because people around here, I can't take credit for it, but they said he's a miniature version of me. Holly, you can kind of see that. He's bald.
We took a picture. We put one on Facebook not too long ago of a side-by-side. I'll bring
front
of the page.
Mini P and I should take a picture together today right here in the studio, and you put it on the Facebook page.
How about
that? And you'll see that they call him Mini P because, one, he's handsome, and he's bald, and he's like a miniature handsome version of me. Would you agree with that, Mini P?
I would definitely agree with that.
Okay. But yesterday, Peon came up with another name, and I've already gone to Mini P and said, how do you like it? He doesn't like it, but I got to tell you, it's really funny, and it's Pocket Pinion.
You don't like one, Bean?
I don't know. I don't know. Pocket Pinion. So we're sticking with Mini P, and if you call the show today, the voice that answers and speaks to you will be that of Mini P. So you might want to make him feel welcome and just say, hey, Mini P, how you doing? My name is whatever, and he'll put it on the screen.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, we put that on this Facebook page not too long ago. It's a side-by-side
That's pretty good. Except it stretches me out and makes me look heavy. I don't like that.
Well, I don't know what you can fix that. Do about that.
Maybe we'll take a picture together before the show.
It's our video.
Not Penny P. I was talking to Holly.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Not you. Yeah. So before we start, just before the theme ended, I walked in here with a Diet Coke, and I don't like diet soda. There are a couple of exceptions. Coke Zero is really pretty good, but we don't have that here. Our machine doesn't have Coke. It has Diet Coke. So Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, they're all bad to me. But the reason I'm drinking it is in the last 6 weeks, I've lost 20 pounds.
Wow.
And thank you, Holly. Thank you. And the reason is two things. One, James Gandolfini fell over dead, and I looked at his picture, and I thought, oh, yeah, the guy looks like me. And then what happened was I went to a doctor for something, and they made me get on the scale. And the girl said, okay, and she said the number, the weight, and she wrote it down. I said, whoa, hold on a minute. Your scale's broken.
It can't be.
And it wasn't broken. It's one of those sliding, you know, those doctor scales. They're not.
Right.
They don't break. And I thought, all right, that's it. I'm headed toward being like the biggest, fattest guy in the country. And so that day, I cut out I was drinking 2 or 3 Cokes a day, like classic Coke, 2 or 3 a day. So I stopped it, and I stopped the bread. I've had no dessert. I've had no cookies. I've had no candy bars. And I've tried not to just, you know, just not
be
me.
It sounds miserable.
It is miserable. It is absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
But I'm stuck now at 20 pounds. I lost 20. I can't seem to get beyond it. But I'll just forge ahead. So I walk in here, and I have a Diet Coke. And she says, oh, are you one of those Coke over Pepsi or Pepsi over Coke people? And I said, no, not really. My wife won't drink Pepsi. She won't drink diet anything, but she burns it off. She works out so she can have, but she's a classic Coke person. And I've told you this before because I've tried it at home. I've taken 2 glasses, unmarked, and deliberately put one. When she puts it up to her nose, almost before she even sips it, Pepsi, she can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
you can.
And you say, you can.
Well, yes, and my mother can.
Now, that led to your statement. Tell me what you said earlier, and let's see if the audience thinks it's funny. Go ahead. What did you say? And how did it come up? Did you hear this somewhere?
I read it. It was like one of those, you know, those funny cards on Facebook. Well, yeah. You would know because you're not a Facebook person. But it said, you know, as the waitress comes over to the table and the patron says, I'll have a Diet Coke. And the waitress says, is Diet Pepsi okay? And she says, is Monopoly money okay?
Now, can you hear the laughter? In the room? Can you hear it? Can you hear the laughter?
I laughed out loud.
Do you hear that?
That's
the audience being kind to you right there. Actually, they're laughing at the failure. That's the kind of audience we have. When you fail, they
we'll
laugh
see.
At you. Minnie P., I didn't hear you laugh at that.
I did not laugh at that.
Now, Holly came in and thought, that's the funniest thing she's ever heard. She said, isn't that funny? And I just said, I don't think it's that funny. But we can't all agree. Don't get mad at you. Looking mad. Don't get mad at me.
I'm not mad.
I'm getting the look I get at home all the
stink
time.
Guy.
I can't believe the stink.
Your wife exactly. will think it's funny. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, we'll find out. I'll take that home and lay it on her and see what happens. She doesn't think much of anything's funny, though. You think The Simpsons are funny?
I do.
She doesn't. She doesn't think that's funny.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
She doesn't think Jackass movies are funny.
No.
She did think Bridesmaids was funny. That surprised me. She loved Bridesmaids. That threw me.
That was funny.
Maybe it's because it was women being stupid.
Hangover, did she like?
Not really. Not particularly, no. She didn't care.
Did she go with you guys to see the latest Grown Ups movie?
She did. Let me think about this. Yes, I believe she did. She didn't hate it. She didn't hate it. You know what? I don't remember if she went or not. I went with my son. No, I don't think she went with us. My daughter went. My son went. They were in town when that baby was born.
Right.
My grandson. I don't think she went. But I enjoyed it. I like Grown Ups, too, and I didn't expect to. But I did. But she doesn't like that guys being juvenile stuff.
Right.
She
yeah.
hates that stuff. She just doesn't enjoy life and things that are really funny for some reason. Welcome to the show. It's the first day of August, and this is what we call the Burke segment. Now, here's what's going to happen today. Thursday is our most wide open day because we don't have, the only feature we have is the outdoor segment, and I host that now, and it's pretty easy to do, and it's real quick. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. So what I'd like to do today, Holly, how many days have you been in here? You've been here every day this week. That's today's 4. How many last week? 2?
1.
1. So this is your 5th day.
Correct.
All right. And the reaction to Holly has been overwhelmingly positive. I shouldn't say that in front of you, but it has. You've seen the Facebook page. You can go there yourself. But our listeners are very nice, with a couple of exceptions of a couple of schmucks that emailed me and after day one decided, get her off the show.
Right.
They don't understand how this works. These people don't understand that each of the other 2 ladies who in past years were part of the show, each one of them received the same immediate negative reaction when they first came in. Nobody got more negative feedback than the station did when I came on the air here. That still holds the record for negative feedback to a radio station is when I hit this place. Holy cow, did they let this place know you've made a horrible mistake. Well, that was over 16 years ago, and we're still here. So what I'd like to do today, after the Burke segment, after a break, after we settle in, is let you folks call and meet Holly and get to know. Bruce, you have the getting to know you meal from, what's that?
Getting to know you.
King and I?
Is that the King and I?
I think so.
Well, I thought it'd be nice if you'd like to get to know Holly a little bit, and the best way to do it is just call and fire some questions at her. Ask her about herself. If it's uncomfortable, she won't answer. And if she finds too many things uncomfortable, she's out of here. But you don't mind that, do you? I didn't ask you permission, but I think if people want to call and talk to you, they should be able to do that.
What about Minnie P? Can they ask about Minnie P?
Well, I don't know who'd want to, but yeah, if you want to ask about Minnie P, is that okay with you? Can people call and ask about you?
That's fine.
All right, you want to know who Minnie P is and what he's on? I don't know a thing about him. I don't know one thing about him. I just know he charges a fortune to fill in for Dan. That's all I know. I sent Minnie P a text. I said, hey, is this amount okay to if I pay you this to fill in for Dan? And he said something like, I hope this is a joke, I think was his tag. Yeah. And then he shot me back his price. And
he's one of the best people here at the station. So
well,
they say he's
the best at answering phones in the country.
Yeah.
That's what he says. And he says
he said that?
Yeah, he said that. So let's see. Burke segment. Do we have anything? We'll get to the phones. Anybody have anything?
I have one thing.
Now, let me see if Holly does, because it's a ladies' first deal. Did you have anything?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You do?
No.
Well, Holly, what do you have?
Well,
you look very spring, summer, fresh today.
You do. Sporty.
It sounded like a feminine hygiene product.
Yeah.
I didn't mean for it to sound like that.
Sporty.
Sporty. You look sporty, kind of like a cheerleader. What do you have today?
Actually, I was down in the valley today, and I know we've...
Down in the valley.
Valley so low. Hang your head over. Hear the wind blow.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Anyway, I know we've been talking.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man, that's two.
We've been talking about the opening tomorrow of the mall.
One of them, yeah.
One of them, yeah. The Taub and Prestige.
Right.
And I was down there checking on some stuff, and I, had read that this is like the third one that they've done in the country, and they expect people to travel up to 300 miles to come to this mall.
Why would they expect that?
Because the other two are going so well in Maine and in California.
Well, you think about it. Look at all the people from St. Louis that drive to the around the Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, I mean, the lake is going to suffer.
So is there not another? That Bell's thing is long gone. Bell's factory outlet, that's long gone. So is there not another outlet? You know what's interesting to me? I think the whole outlet mall thing, that's just a name they give something because a lot of people perceive that that means,
bargain basement prices. We can get top name
factory to you.
Fashion. Is it like the lake where it's all these top brands like Polo, Ralph Lauren,
different stores?
It's Ralph Lauren.
What took them so long to do something like this here? That's what
I guess they're waiting to make sure it didn't flood again.
but just somewhere in the area, why hasn't there been a
maybe because the others failed.
Warrington didn't work.
Right.
But so, like I said, I'm very excited about it opening, and there's going to be a lot of my favorite stores there. But I hope these people that come through don't take the old Chesterfield Road, the one that connects from Chesterfield Mall to the valley, that little side road that goes in front of the the trailer park.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Because that's what I did today. And as I'm driving through there, a woman is standing in the middle of the road.
Okay.
With, I hope, her son, who had the sense to stand on the side of the road, and they were arguing. I finally rolled down my window because I couldn't get through, and said, is there a problem? Which she told me to mind my own business, B-word.
Wow. You can say that word. So she said, mind your own business, bitch.
Yeah.
Wow.
To which I responded, I am. I'm trying to get through this road to do my business.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
You say I'm trying to get through to do my business, back at you, bitch.
Well, I was a little afraid. She looked a little rough. And so finally, she moved over. But what? Who does
that? Can I stop
you
for a second before we say the B word again? Minnie P, are you 18? Minnie P, are you 18?
I am.
Okay, go ahead. I just wanted to make sure. He looks 12. No, he looks 12. Go ahead.
He's surprisingly, I ask him how old he really is. What would you guess?
27.
Ask them.
How old are you?
Higher.
What? Well, how old are you?
37.
Wow. Oh. Wow. I'm sorry. You notice we interrupt people a lot. You're trying to tell a story. Go ahead. So no, you got into it, and this woman in the road.
Yeah.
The
so finally, park. She moves over. But I thought, you know, that trailer park has been there forever.
I know.
And why?
It's kind of like
it's grandfathered in.
Yeah. I mean, there's one also along.
There's one in Ladue.
40, yeah, at Ladue.
Where?
Near Ladue. It's right off of 40 on the if you're heading downtown on the right side. And yeah, they're just grandfathered
in. And when
in.
Somebody says we live in Ladue, you go, yeah. Well, look, come by tonight. You don't expect to go right. to a trailer park.
Yeah.
You just don't.
No,
I'm not judging.
Well, by the way, what you said is I hope they don't go that way. If they do, the woman's not still going to be in the road when they go.
Right.
Well, you never know.
No, she's going to still be standing out there.
I'm seeing it's an eyesore, kind of. Of
well,
this
you just insulted. We probably got listeners in there.
I'm sure not everybody that lives in there is like that crazy lady.
Yeah, she insulted everybody that lives there.
But it is kind of odd to say. I noticed that before when I drove past there. It is.
No,
kind
it
of,
does look out of place.
Right. Yeah. You exactly. see all the other houses around there.
So this is the big weekend, and what I heard was this Taubman Prestige, whatever. This is only their second or third project. Where the other guy down closer to the bridge, they've got a bunch of them.
Premium.
Yeah, track record. And it's sort of like they kind of know what they're doing. And this other guy is hoping it'll go. I don't know anything about them. I'm not a big outlet mall person. Although the times I've been to the Lake Outlet Mall, it's decent. It's nice. It's just good stuff in there. And it's all outdoors. It's not an undercover like Galleria thing or Chesterfield
right.
Mall. You go from store to store to store.
True.
And maybe there's not one within 300 miles. I don't know. So that's your story.
Well, they're just saying that it's going to be so fabulous. People will travel, even
well,
if there is one.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see this weekend. So there's no real end in your story. You didn't beat her up. She didn't beat you up. It nearly just went nowhere. She moved out
no,
of the way.
She scared and me, and I kept
she
going.
She scared you?
As soon as she got out of the road.
Okay. All right. That's a good story.
Yeah.
Minnie P, do you have anything for the Burke segment?
I really do not.
Nothing of note that happened to you the last day or two?
I'm a boring guy, no.
You're a boring guy.
Okay. I am.
Great.
All right.
What do you have, Pia?
I will yield to...
We have a bunch of calls here. We're going to take a few, and then Peon will pick up the rest of the Burke segment. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Is this Amanda? Hello, Amanda.
Hi, gang. AM and the PM.
I love you because that's my daughter's name.
I know. Okay, so I have a question for Holly.
Okay.
Well, really, I have some comments, but I don't want to be mean. But my question is, so did you wear a shirt yesterday that didn't exactly fit you to make the boys happy?
Tell the truth.
No, I was actually working yesterday, and I didn't realize that it was pulling like that, and I came straight from work to here.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wish I had that problem. I was just asking, though.
No, I don't think she's the I don't think, so far, from what I can tell, she's not the type that would do that to further her chances.
To further your radio career?
I think it's one of those deals, like, every once in a while, I come to work, and I realize I've got on something, and I just think, I hate these pants. I can't believe I put it. It's too late. I'm already here. You know, the cuffs drag the floor and get under my shoe, or whatever. And that was a rather tight blouse that maybe you didn't realize had shrunk.
Well, and Amanda, have you ever realized that certain bras, like, go better with certain shirts, and sometimes you make the mistake of not wearing the right one?
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Was what happened.
But
see?
Like I said before, I mean, I only wish I had half of your problem. So,
well, here's what you do have,
you know,
Amanda.
I guess because I'm jealous.
Here's what you do have.
Don't
you
be
have
jealous.
A, you have a great you have a great voice. That's what you do have.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Now we got a bunch of calls, but we have to stop. Because there's a guy on the line, and he's not going to put up with us taking three or four more calls.
No.
Getting on his time. His name is John Londoff. John, how are you?
God bless you. I thought I was going to have to sit here for another 15 minutes, but
no.
How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing great. It's a good day and a bad day.
Let's talk about the good day. It's a beautiful day. It's just a gorgeous day outside.
Weather is good. Holly's here. Holly, say hi to John.
Hi, John.
Hi, Holly. How are you today?
I'm great.
Say hi to Minnie P. He's answering the phone today. Minnie P, say hi to John Londo.
John, how are you?
I'm great, Minnie P. Good to say hello to you. I mean, Frankie calls me. He's the one that gets me going on the show. I already said hello and how you doing, and I try to, you know, engage in conversation, and Minnie P. just goes, hold on, click, and he puts me on hold, and I get to listen.
Well,
to
that's why, unlike Dan, he's a pro, and he knows
Dan,
to
Dan
get...
just keeps talking. Oh, and Dan leaves the other people
in the lurch. Just,
yeah, then that's when you start, like, you know, probably pointing at Dan or throwing things at him, because, you know, right, Dan? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It doesn't work. And today, Dan is in Santa Claus, Indiana, and I can't wait to hear the report on that trip, because I never knew such a place existed.
Holiday World, they're going to.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's like a Six Flags.
No, seriously, there's a Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah, I never knew it either, and apparently there's a big amusement park there.
And Dan said a lot of people, especially around Christmas, will either go there or send a letter there to get postmarked from Santa Claus, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no more to the story.
Yeah, we didn't say it was a great story.
That's it.
I mean, if you're like thinking like, you know, I'm going to go to Santa Claus, Indiana, my kids don't believe in Santa Claus anymore. But let me say this much. Where's it located? I have a family. My aunt, Ellen Nikoloff, lives in Munster, Indiana. Used to live in Hammond and prior, I think, Gary. We used to take the train, my mother, to visit her sister, and my sisters and myself, we would take the train and go and visit them in the summertime.
Yeah, we have family in Vincennes. I think Santa Claus isn't that far past the border, because Dan said it was only like 3 hours from here. So
wow, that's not that far then. But well, you know what? It's a beautiful day.
Yep.
Absolutely. August the 1st. So first and foremost, we want to thank all of the AM and the PM crowd who flooded the gates this past month in July.
That's good.
Thank you very much. So, and thank you to, of course, you, Mr. Pinion, and your staff. And it's just great. We just a lot of great stuff going on right now. And we have this, you know, have we talked about the Cruise Diesel?
No, we've not.
Cruise Diesel, I think like 46 miles to the gallon.
I don't know much about today's diesels, but here's what I do know. They're a whole lot quieter than they were years ago.
What?
They're a lot quieter than they were years ago.
They are. There's one running right now in my office. You can't.
So you can't even hear it.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Running in the office.
Yeah. That was quite an effort, the guys carrying that thing up here, I tell you. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. The things they'll do just so we can get this on the air with you, you know? But used cars, again, please, if you have a car right now that you think you want to wait a few months to trade in, don't. We will absolutely knock your socks off with trade-in values way above the market, because we're about running out of used cars and used trucks in our pre-owned department, because they had another fabulous month, Mark Thornton and the crew. So please come and see us, and we're going to give you a great deal. Over 1,000 vehicles in stock, primarily new cars and trucks, and some great deals. We talked about Chevy Sonic, $12,000 Chevy Sonic. That's
brand new. That's a used car price on a brand new car.
Well, let's say hello to an AM and the PM listener and a good friend of mine who's in the office visiting upon buying a new Chevy Tahoe, Matt Funky. Are you AM and the PM?
I am AM and the PM.
Well, Matt, that's good to hear. Let's give Matt a round of applause. So, Matt, spell your last name for us, Matt.
F-U-N-K-E.
Funky.
You got it.
I bet nobody's ever made fun of that name or done any kind of funky, hey, get down, funky man. They probably never heard any of that stuff before.
No, I had a lot of fun with it. Actually, still do.
Oh, that's good. He can have fun with it.
Yeah.
Matt Funk. So, Matt.
Matt, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Normandy, not too far from John Landolf.
That's right. So, I mean, we are.
Matt Funky Town?
We are homies.
See what Peon just did, what Matt's heard his whole life. Oh, you didn't grow up in Funky Town? See, that's too easy.
It's too easy.
It's just too easy.
Not laughing.
I know.
Okay, that
nobody
much.
I don't blame
only
him.
Only
Peon. Yeah, not laughing. Yeah, Matt, let's make fun of a guy that just bought a vehicle from him. Go ahead. Hey,
that's
Matt,
what we
you listen to the program. Johnny's buying another vehicle. So let's make fun of him.
Now, what did he buy again?
A Tahoe.
Tahoe. That's a great vehicle. I've had about 4 or 5 of those. I love them. I have.
You have not had 4, have you really?
I absolutely have. Either 4 or 5 over the years.
You don't know whether it's 4 or 5?
No, I really don't. Look, I've had so many cars, I can't tell you. I told these guys, I used to keep them on a computer printout, and when I got to 100, I stopped keeping track of them. Since 18, I've had like over 100 cars. And I just stopped keeping
track. I mean, that's not that long ago that you were 18.
No.
Well, it's quite a while ago. But, I've had Tahoes and then other similar products that I don't want to mention because you don't sell them. But that's where I met you. That's where I knew you, when I didn't know any better.
That's kind of when your life just really started all over again.
My life turned completely around when I met you.
You know what? I got to tell you, I feel the same way.
It's like I was reborn.
Yeah. He thought he had peaked, and then all of a sudden
just before I met John, I thought, well, this is the best life could be. And then I met him. Wow, was I wrong.
Whole nother level.
That's right.
You know, the easy way to start the whole process, shopping and buying at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, is Londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. Every vehicle, every new car, every pre-owned vehicle, they're all online. You can start the process. You can even go in there and do a credit application. You can then do your service appointment. And you can even contact me at LondoffJR@Londoff.com, which quite a few of your AM and the PM listeners have.
Oh, good.
And so we're going to be open as late as your awesome listeners would like to keep us here. They can call 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Again, 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com.
All right, Matt, thanks for the business, and thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thank you. AM in the PM.
All right, I like to hear that. John, they're on the way. We'll send them to you, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I
know a lot of people are on hold. And we're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to take your calls. We're going to finish the Burke segment. Next hour, we're going to take a bunch more calls. And if you want to talk to Holly and get to know her or Minnie P or whatever, it's just one of those days. That's what we'll do. I am going to take 1 minute to tell you something that I think may very well, for a lot of you, be what drives you into a Meanies if you've never been there. And here's what it is. It started yesterday when I mentioned it is when it started, and it's going to go through Sunday, and that is the tax-free purchases at a Meanies. Pretty much everything in a Meanies is going to be without sales tax, tax-free. Forget the whole back-to-school thing. You have a hard time describing a pool table as a back-to-school item, or foosball. That's not back-to-school. And it doesn't have to be. They are going to jump in there and make this a special weekend because lots of other people are. And except for a few little accessories, as I said, pretty much everything is tax-free through Sunday at a Meanies. So I'm not sure exactly what the sales tax rate is in Chesterfield, but it's got to be like, I don't know, somewhere around 7% or something. So if you buy a really nice area rug, or you buy a, which may or may not be an accessory, I don't know, but a pool table, foosball, shuffleboard, pinball, arcade, jukebox, you're talking some considerable change when you make it a tax-free weekend. So let's make this the weekend, if you've never been, that you discover a Meanies in Chesterfield Valley. Under the Copper Dome, easy to find. You cannot miss this place. And boy, will you be glad we told you about this store. AMINIS, tax-free weekend. Jump on it, Meanies.com.
Well, let's take a look at traffic. Tim Wyland joins us, Tim.
All right, thanks, John. Hey, Frank, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Hey, you know, something that you said on the way here happened to me yesterday that you said happened to you a couple of weeks ago when you went to the doctor.
What's that?
I stepped on the scale, and I don't work out like you, so I don't know how this thing happened.
That's a good one.
I stepped on the scale, and the doctor looks at me, and then he looks at the chart, and he goes, "How tall are you?" I told him 6'1". "How much do you weigh here?" And he goes, "You're obese." Now, you've seen me. You're not obese.
No.
Well,
that scale,
I guess they
is
go
ridiculous.
To the,
that BMI scale, well, or whatever.
I got on the scale and I weigh. I'm 6'1", and I weighed 222.
That's but ridiculous. I guess you know what? Hold it. You get a new doctor. This guy's out of his mind.
That's not the only person that's ever said that. I went to a fitness place one time, and they weighed me, and they did the stuff, and they said, "Yeah, you fall into the obese category." Now, you've seen me.
No, that's insane. Look, I'm six feet. My goal is like 215. I mean, I'll be thrilled to death. You're not obese.
My goal is Well, my goal is 220, but I guess they say the amount of fat content. I've got a little bit of a belly since my surgery and that, and I'm trying to get it down, but I was shocked. I'm like, how do you consider obese? What do you consider obese? No. Obese is when someone's huge, you know?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I think of obese as depending on how tall you are, but for most people, 350, 3. Right. Now you're getting in the obese category.
Yeah.
Shake it off. Get a new doctor. I'm serious. If my doctor said to me, hey, you're obese, I'd say, and you're fired. I'm getting a new doctor. Don't call me obese, even if you, by the chart, think I am.
I guess what they do is they calculate your height, your weight, and your age. And by my age, I should be a certain weight, and with the amount of fat content opposed to muscle. But I thought about the same thing as when you said that. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, I'm getting big. So, my goal is to do what you did.
You know what I pay attention to? Is my belt tight? Is my gut hanging over my pants? Do I feel uncomfortable? Is everything? That, to me, that's the point where you go, okay, I'm not going to get pants 2 inches bigger in the waist. This is over. But not because I think I'm obese. Heavy, fat, maybe. Okay. But obese, I'm with you. That's a different category.
You guys really are the problem solvers.
Yes,
we are. I feel a lot better now.
Yeah,
you should.
All right. Hey, on northbound 270 after Highway 44, you've got the center lane with some debris in there. There's also an accident northbound 270 after 370. They've a multi-vehicle accident. They've moved it off to the right shoulder. Maybe a little slowdown there. It is a little heavy now approaching Lindbergh on eastbound 270 through New Florissant. Southbound 270, volume getting started between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. And then if you're traveling westbound 64, look for a slowdown in pockets between Lindbergh and 270 and then from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola. Get an effortless meal from the Walmart deli with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market-side rotisserie chicken, and potato salad for $10.50 or less. Love Walmart prices. Smile, because it's Coke. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Missouri's biggest, oldest, and most trusted electronic cigarette outfit, Supreme Nicotine, is proud to announce the grand opening of St. Louis's first vapor lounge. Located on Manchester Road at New Baldwin Road in Baldwin, Supreme Nicotine's Vape Lounge is your electronic cigarette and e-liquid superstore. Offering hundreds of flavors of our U.S.-made e-liquid, dozens of kits and accessories, we've got it all. And as Missouri's only certified Joytech distributor, you know you're getting authentic merchandise, not cheaply made bootlegs or knockoffs. Supreme Nicotine's nothing like the junk you may have seen or tried from the convenience stores or gas stations. So we invite the most skeptical critics and those smart enough to be vaping already to come try Supreme Nicotine free at our Vapor Lounge, 15270 Manchester Road, Suite 110, at the corner of New Baldwin and Baldwin. Did I mention our lounge seating, 70-inch 3D HD TV, PS3 or Wi-Fi? Can't make it? Check out Supreme Nicotine at the South County Mid Rivers Galleria or St. Louis Outlet Malls. Learn more and order online at supremenicotine.com.
If you've been thinking about new hardwood floors in your home, I'd like to suggest Mercier Hardwood Flooring. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. And Mercier is one of the finest hardwood floors made in North America. Nothing can make your home more beautiful than a new Mercier hardwood floor. And for a limited time, we'll give you your choice of solid oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 inch width, and your choice of 5 gorgeous pre-finished colors. For an incredible $8.99 per square foot installed by Union Craftsman. That's oak or maple, plus your choice of 2 1/4 or 3 1/4 widths, and your choice of 5 great pre-finished colors for just $8.99 a square foot, installed by our own Union expert craftsman. Mercier Hardwood Floors, the finest floor made in North America. But hurry, it's for a limited time in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W has partnered with Urban Chestnut Brewery to make a beer brat with their Zwickel Lager. It is now available at your local Schnucks Market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 48 years. They make over 30 varieties of sausage on site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. You can also find G&W sausage throughout St. Louis at supermarkets, meat shops, convenience stores, restaurants, pubs, and tourist attractions. Ask for your G&W while out and about or visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer, or shop online at gwsausage.com. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company. You can't beat G&W Meat.
G2 Power is here to serve the solar market with the versatility and expertise to handle all your renewable energy needs. Whether it's solar photovoltaics, on-grid, off-grid, solar hot water, solar warm air, solar lighting, rainwater harvesting, and so much more. We know purchasing a solar energy system is a big decision. The list of companies that claim they do solar is growing every day. G2 Power has been in business since 2005 and is a locally owned St. Louis company serving Missouri and Illinois. Solar is not a sideline, it's what we do. At G2 Power, we make integrity the most important part of everything we do. We want you to be as pleased with your system as you were to work with us as a company. With utility rebates and federal incentives, now is the time to consider solar. Visit us on the web at www.g2power.com or call us at 314-839-1609. G2 Power, we're changing the way you see solar.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and, well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois, or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Attention Medicare members with diabetes. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Hi, St. Louis. It's the roofer for Lane House Construction. As oil prices continue to rise, so will the price of roofing. Lane House offers payment plans to fit any budget, so don't wait. Call Lane House Construction, 866-546-ROOF or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We can probably get three or four calls in here. Now would be the time to light them up if you want to get to know Holly a little bit or you have a question for her. Or Mini P's on the phone filling in for Dan, who's in Santa Claus, Indiana. It doesn't matter. It's Thursday. Anything goes. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Here's Donna. Hello, Donna.
Hi. Frank, I've been a listener since you were in the cellar at KUSA.
Wow. That's a long... let me ask you this. What year do you think about what year?
Probably about 81, 82.
You're close. Yeah, that would have been about 83, 4. You're very close. Yeah.
Well, it was unintentional. My antenna broke off with my car, and that was the only station I could get at the time.
We'll take you however we got you.
But I was lucky enough to follow you, and I really enjoyed you.
Well, thank
you.
But I do
have a few questions for Holly.
Okay, Holly, it's Donna. Say hi to
Donna. Hi, Donna.
Hi. I was wondering, what kind of experience do you have for being on the radio?
Actually, I don't have much experience.
You don't have any experience?
Any experience.
She's got 5 days.
She has
5 days now.
Yeah.
None.
Huh. Well, how did Frank find you then?
She wrote me.
Oh.
She wrote me an email. And here's the interesting thing, Donna. Half the people that I have hired or asked to work with in my life had never been on the radio.
Hmm.
Because most of the people who are on the radio aren't any good.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and sometimes it's all about who's interesting, who's listenable, who's likable, and not who's been on the air before. Because there are a lot of people who've been on the air a long time, and they're talentless.
Okay, well, I trust you, Frank, but...
You don't like. You don't,
she seems
you don't, no, you don't. You don't like. You don't,
she's not been my favorite yet.
You don't. You don't.
I still
you,
trust you.
You don't like Holly.
I'm not particularly. No.
What is it you don't like about Holly?
I just don't find her funny or interesting. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm just being honest.
Well, you can only be so funny or interesting when you're in a strange environment. And by the way, let me tell you something very interesting. Did you like Karen?
Karen, yeah.
Okay. Did you know that most of the mail that I got when she started with me was extremely negative?
Well, I do believe that, yeah.
Because it takes time. When Reggie McDaniel came on, mm-hmm. I got a mountain of very not-so-nice mail mm-hmm. about Reggie. I don't pay much attention to any of that. But if after a month or two, most people seem to not like somebody, then, you know what, they've had time to settle in, and it's just not working.
And like I said, I trust you, and I just hope she gets better.
Well, it's not about getting better. It's about getting comfortable.
Yeah.
And she's not here to be the funniest one in the room.
No, I
she's
know.
She's just
I
here to be her.
That, but like I said, I'll give her some time. Okay.
That's fair.
Thank All you, right. Donna.
Thank you, Donna.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Donna doesn't like you. let's go to Don. Hello, Don.
Oh, no, this is Tom.
Well, no. Mini-P, this guy's name is Tom. What are you, Dan?
You got Don on here. It's very nice to have somebody that's courteous and polite to answer the phone for a change instead of Dan. No. That guy is just so darn rude.
Yeah, Dan told me I had to mess up once in a while.
Okay.
well, thanks, Mini-P. Listen, how you doing, Frank? How's everybody doing?
Let me check. I'm fine. How's everybody else
good,
doing?
Good, Tom.
Great. Good.
I just wanted to welcome Dolly to the show.
No, it's Holly.
And,
it's Holly.
Oh, Holly. I'm so sorry. Holly, I've been listening to you all week, and I think you're doing just fine. And, you know, when Peon first started, you never heard a peep out of the guy except maybe once or twice a week, and now look at him. So yeah. I think there's a good future there for you. And one thing I wanted to tip you off about, Frank and Dan and them guys like to play a little game called Float the Biscuit. And so if you ever smell anything funny in there...
See, you know what? Now, that's not true. That's just...
Beware. Don't be the first one to say anything. Yeah. Or don't
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. Nice hearing from you. The heck? Del, how you doing?
My name is Mel.
No, come on.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
You know what? We're so used to Dan screwing up. I don't know when it's a joke and not a joke. What's up, Del?
I just wanted to ask Holly a question.
All right, that's for you, Holly. Say hi,
Del.
Hi to Del. There you go.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. My question is, do you sport hardwood or carpet?
In my house?
Oh, I think, yes, in your house.
We have hardwood and carpet.
She doesn't. It's some sexual thing.
I think
grooming.
Yeah, I got it.
It's a grooming question.
Yeah, it's a grooming question.
Oh.
You don't have to answer it.
It would be nice if she did.
Well,
of course it would.
I just want you to just say, next question.
Next question,
I had
please.
To throw it out there.
Well, you did, and it fell flat, but that's okay. Del, thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. And Don. Hello, Don.
Hi, guys. How's everybody?
We're great, Don. We're great.
Hey, Don.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hi, Holly. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Don?
Oh, I'm fine. I like sounding your voice.
Thank you.
I can't wait till you get more comfortable there and get a little, have a little more of your character come through in comedy. It's going to be great.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
Hey, we up in Chatham, Illinois, we love the sound of your voice.
Hey.
Oh, well, thank you.
We got a lot of listeners in Chatham. We
no,
have...
it's just me, the same one.
No, not true.
However.
And there's always a however in life.
I have seen about five or six AM and the PM bumper stickers around Springfield.
Yep.
So there are people up here that listen.
They're out there. All right, Don.
All right.
Thank
you
for
guys.
The call.
Right. Bye.
There goes Don. We're going to do a little business. We're going to come back and close out the Burke segment. Peon has a contribution for the Burke segment. Anybody, this Ariel Castro, this guy who kidnapped those girls, did you see how many counts he was found guilty of?
No.
Anybody? Any P? 937 cameras. Did you see the judge today? This was the most boring television because he literally had to go
read each count.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And he's and I 2 hours later I came back in the room. He's going 363 guilty on the count.
Why even? I mean,
exactly. Why would you tell
him overkill?
That? Just let us know the guy's going away forever. And I also don't understand, but I'm not supposed to. I'm not a lawyer. This life plus 1,000 years when they do that. If it's life without parole, it's life without parole. If you live to be 120, you're going to be in prison.
You can't add years
onto
life.
What is that about?
It's
I've heard them do it like life plus 250, life plus 1,000 years. I don't.
The backwards system.
What I heard also today was that each girl kept a journal, which helped with the counts.
No, I didn't know that.
And I'm surprised that he allowed them to do that. You know,
maybe he didn't know they did it.
Well, I know, but how would they get the paper?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't get in the mind of a nut like
so
that.
So each act he did against them, I guess, is a count.
I like when I heard this guy. He spoke and he says that he's. It's to him. It's like he has a sickness, like he's an alcoholic or something. And he says he's a sex addict. First of all, I don't believe in sex addiction. I don't think that's
no.
Sex is an easy thing to like and want all the time, and I think some people have a high sex drive, but sex addiction? Nah, I don't buy that. I think these movie stars use that. They just can't control their sex drive, and they have access to, you know, when you have access to it whenever you want it, you're a movie star, mm-hmm. you're rich, you're powerful, you're a kidnapper, then you may want to call it a sex addiction. You're just you're sick and you don't know how to control something. That's what it really is. All right, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, you know those names. I need for you to know that they're affiliated with a company called Stiefel Nicholas. Stiefel Nicholas has been around a long time, a reputable firm, and these two guys are also very reputable in their field. They are financial advisors. Now, this is the second half, well into the second half of the year. And most everybody's finances and taxes, it's based on January 1st to December 31st. So we're about 2 or 3 months away, and at least in my life, it's about the time I start getting pretty depressed because here come the personal property tax bills. Here come the real estate tax bills. Here comes the, from the accountant, do you want to do a SEP, an IRA, and all this stuff hits at the same time. There are people who know ways to pay less in taxes than most of us probably pay. Most people pay more in income tax than they have to pay legally. There are ways to defer that. There are ways to sometimes eliminate it. There are ways to shelter money. We don't know that, but Mark and Jason do. And the other thing they may be able to help you with is finding ways to put more money with the money you already have saved. For example, they might advise you to, if you're shopping for a house, they might be able to tell you how much payment you ought to be making and how much of that is interest and how much is deductible. And that'll save on taxes, and you take that savings and put it in with your other savings, and boom, you have more money to invest. Talk to them. Don't listen to me. Talk to them, Mark and Jason. You can find them at markandjason.com, and it won't cost you a thing to meet with them. We're coming back. We have a lot of time to talk, so give us a call. 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.